ஹலோ, யூ ஆர் லிஸ்னிங் ரேடியோ MRDWS இந்தியா.
ஹாய். Northern Ireland. In 1921, about 60% of the people of Northern Ireland were Protestants and about 40% were Catholics. Today, the numbers are about 53% and 40%. And most of the Protestants want to be British and most of the Catholics want to be Irish. Hundreds of people have died because of this. From 1921 to 1971, Northern Ireland had a parliament at Stormont. There were always more Protestants than Catholics, so the Protestants could do what they wanted. Protestants had most of their best jobs and best houses. Most of the police were Protestant too, and they were afraid of the IRA. At the same time, many Catholics were afraid of the police, and sometimes the IRA tried to kill the police and police hit back at the Catholics. It was a circle without an end. In 1968, Catholics started to ask for better life. They marched through the streets of Belfast and Derry asking for better jobs and houses, but the Protestant police and Orange men attacked the Catholic marchers. Many marchers were badly hurt and all of them were angry and afraid. In 1969, British soldiers came to Northern Ireland to try to stop the fighting, and at first many Catholics were happy to see them, but then the IRA started killing the soldiers and the policemen, and so the British soldiers and police tried to find the IRA and put them in prison. Sometimes they put the wrong people in prison, and so the Catholics did not like the British soldiers. Over the next 30 years, many terrible things happened. On Bloody Sunday, 30th January 1972, the British soldiers killed 14 Catholic marchers in Derry. The marchers had guns, the soldiers said, but nobody found any guns. On Bloody Friday, 21st July 1972, the IRA put 22 bombs in Belfast. All at the same time, 9 people died and 130 people were hurt. Protestants, Catholic and British and Irish. Some of them lost arms and legs. The IRA put bombs in pubs and streets and shops. They killed soldiers and policemen, but they also killed thousands of ordinary people. Protestants in the Ulster Defence Association, UDA, killed thousands of ordinary Catholics too. These Protestant fighters were called Royalists. In 1979, there were hundreds of IRA and UDA men in prison. At first, there were political prisoners like soldiers in prison during a war. They could wear ordinary clothes but did not do prison work. Then Margaret Thatcher, the British Prime Minister, decided that this must stop. These men are criminals, she said, and so they must be the same as other prisoners. Because of this, some prisoners decided in 1980 to stop eating. They drank water, but they did not eat. Day after day, they got thinner and thinner. After 66 days, the first man, Bobby Sands, died. Then another man died, and another 10 men died in prison because they wanted to be a political prisoner. Most British people thought Mrs. Thatcher was right, but a lot of Irish Catholics did not agree. More and more of them started to vote for Sinn Féin. In many parts of Northern Ireland, there are nationalists or loyalist paintings on the walls of the houses. The loyalists usually show the Red Hand of Ulster or King William of Orange and the Battle of Boyne. The nationalist shows Celtic pictures and the pictures of Bobby Sands. Both of them often show men with guns. In 1998, the British and Irish governments met with Sinn Féin and Ulster Unionists. They wanted to end the fighting in Northern Ireland. Together, they made the Good Friday Agreement. This agreement said that Catholics and Protestants must work together in the government of Ireland. Today, Catholics and Protestants still do not agree about many things in Northern Ireland. But after 30 years of fighting, people have started talking to each other and most people are happy about it. Stay tuned to know about Dublin and Belfast. Thank you. Dublin and Belfast. Dublin is the most important city in the Republic of Ireland. Its population, the number of people, is 4,96,000. The River Liffey goes through the center of Dublin. Some people say that Ireland's famous black beer, Guinness, is water from the River Liffey, but this is true. But you can walk beside the river and drink Guinness in a pub when you are thirsty. One of the most beautiful buildings beside the river is the Custom House. There is a nice walk along the river from the Custom House to the O'Connell Bridge. North of the bridge is the O'Connell Street. There, here you can see the post office, famous for Easter Monday 1916. Not far from here is St. Mary's, Dublin's biggest Catholic church. South of O'Connell Bridge is Trinity College, Ireland's oldest and most famous university. In here, you can see Ireland's oldest books is like the Book of Kells, which is 1,000 years old. The beautiful Bank of Ireland is opposite Trinity College. Ireland's first parliament was in this building. Near Trinity College, you can see the famous statue of Molly Malone. People say that she was poor and a beautiful girl who sold fish called cockles and mussels on the street to make money. But sadly, she died when she was still young. There is a famous Irish song about Molly. In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone as she wheeled her wheelbarrow down the streets, broad and narrow, singing cockles and mussels. Alive, alive, oh! Some of Ireland's best townhouses are in Merrion Square. Many of Ireland's most famous writers, soldiers, and leaders lived here. They walked and talked in the small park in the square or in St. Stephen's Green, not far away. Between Merrion Square and St. Stephen's Green is Leinster's House, the home of the Ireland's Parliament today. Dublin also has Phoenix Park, one of the largest parks in Europe. Ireland's president lives here in a house called in Irish Arras an Unachrarin. Not far from the Phoenix Park is the old Kilmainhorn prison. The visitors can see how some of Ireland's most famous men and women lived in prison. Dublin is a city of theatres, music and fine shops too. And there are dozens of pubs, big and small. Many people like to go to pub to drink beer, talk and tell stories. For example, there is a story about a visitor and an Irish farmer in a country. "Excuse me, can you tell me the name way to Dublin, please?" the visitor asks. The farmer thinks for a long time, then he says, "No, I'm sorry, if you don't want to go to Dublin, this is the wrong place to start." Belfast. Belfast, populated with 2,76,000 people, is the biggest city in Ireland, Northern Ireland, famous for the ships and airplanes and cloths that were made here. The Titanic was built here in Harland and Wolf Shipyard. In 1912, the Titanic was the biggest, fastest, most expensive ship in the world. This ship can never sink, people said. But when Titanic went to the sea for the first time, it sank and about 1,500 people died, and many of them were poor Irish people who wanted to start a new life in America. But now this part of the city is called the Titanic Quarter, and it has new shops, offices, bars, cafes and hotels. But you can still see the big Harland and Wolf cranes called Samson and Goliath from all over Belfast. At Victoria Square in the center of Belfast, there are new shops, restaurants and cinemas, and there are fine old buildings to see. City Hall, the Custom House with its wonderful statues, the Ulster Bank and McHugh's Bar, the oldest building in Belfast. Once it was a house by Belfast River and today it's a modern bar. Stay tuned to know more about four important Irish cities. Thank you. Hi, four Irish cities. Cork. Cork is the second largest city in the Republic of Ireland. In 820, the Vikings attacked a Christian monastery here and then stayed to build a town by the River Lee. Cork is the southwest of Ireland and it has a wonderful harbour for ships. Many poor Irish people sailed from Cork to America at the time of great hunger, and today ships and planes go from Cork all over the world. 1,23,000 people live here today, and the city of Cork is famous for music, dancing, theatre and film. Many visitors come here too on their way to the beautiful southwest of Ireland. In 2005, Cork was the European capital of culture. Londonderry, or Derry with a population of 1,05,000 people, is the second city of Northern Ireland. Protestants call it Londonderry because in 1600 English Protestants from London built a city here, but Catholics call the city Derry. There was a small monastery here beside the River Foyle in the time of Vikings, but the great walls of Londonderry were built in 1600s. You can walk around these walls today. There are 1.5 kilometers long and nearly 6 meters wide. The old guns from the siege of Derry are still there on the walls, but many people want to forget the battles of the past. In the last week of October, thousands of people come to Derry for the Halloween festival. There is a music, theatre and big parade. It's the biggest street party in Ireland. Galway, with the population 65,800, is in the west of Ireland at the mouth of River Corrib. In this part of the country, the Irish language is very strong and you will see and hear it everywhere. It is a centre for Irish music, singing and dance. And there is an Irish language theatre in Galway too. From Galway, you can visit Connemara with its beautiful wild lakes and mountains. The Aran Islands are close by too. People speak Irish here and many visitors like to come to see these wild and lonely islands to hear the Irish music in the pubs and see the difficult life of the islanders. Waterford, with the population 45,000, is in the southeast of Ireland. It was Ireland's first city. The Vikings came here in 850s and they came back to this place in 914 to make the city. It is famous for its glass. People may have made glass here since 1783 and for the ships that were built here. Three rivers meet the sea at Waterford. the rivers Barrow, Nor and Suar, and there are fine mountains and beaches to visit in this part of Ireland. Stay tuned to know more about stories, music and dancing by Irish people. Thank you.
Hello, you are listening Radio MRWS India.
हेलो एवरीवन, हम हैं आपके दोस्त रेडियो ओपीजेएस, आजादी बोलने की।
वेद हमारे धर्म का आधार है, संस्कृति और जीवन का सार है। अपने बच्चों को शिक्षित और दीक्षित करें हमारे वेद विद्यालय में। खान पान और ज्ञान की निःशुल्क व्यवस्था श्री जगदीश प्रसाद झाबरमल टिबड़ेवाला वेद विद्यालय, श्री खेमी शक्ति मंदिर, झुंझुनू, राजस्थान।